Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. The world's greatest radio. You are in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am the co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Our topic today is racial apartheid in this system of white supremacy racism. Mr. Fuller will answer your questions. We also will listen to your VGQ. And you can do all that by calling 1-877-932-9766. If you choose to view the program, you can do that by going to the YouTube channel, typing in the word Talktainment, and then you will type in the word radio, and then scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and you're there. Hit the subscribe and like button while you're there also. If you'd like to Gmail me with your questions that I may get a chance to read, maybe not, you can do so by the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And this way also, we would like for you to listen to our program by going to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and hit listen live. Boom! You hit that bad boy and you're right there. Hit the subscribe and like button there. Okay, racial apartheid. Mr. Fuller, we ended the last hour. You were speaking or making reference to the movie Showboat, and then you were going on a certain piece of that. You can continue with that if you would like.
No, well, I was just talking about the lyrics in the song. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, written by some white people who observed it and called it what it was. They told the truth. You know, lift that barge, tote that bail, get a little drunk, and you land in jail. And then another part of the song sung by a black person back in what we call the slavery days, which has never basically changed. It's just a continuation of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I gets weary and sick of trying, tired of living, and scared of dying. But that old man River, he just keeps rolling along.
Mm.
In other words, here's a black person who is a slave looking from a boat that's designed to entertain the white supremacists of that era and whatnot, but he's got to do all the heavy lifting, all of the work, keep the boat going, and lift the barge and tote the bale. And as he looks out at the river, he says to himself, I guess, that's the heart of the song, Old Man River.
Old Man River.
That, mm-hmm, I kind of wished I was like that river.
Mm.
Rather than be a person here where I am, I'd like to be a drop of some of that water that just keeps on rolling along and don't have to answer to nobody. In fact, water does what it wants to do.
Mm. So this,
which he was saying, and I don't do nothing that I want to do.
Mm. So Showboat. Wow. I never thought of it that way. That's very good. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Hi. Good morning, Mr. Fuller. This is Lakeisha. I talked to you before about my evaluation. I submitted the investigation to the Department of Education And they contacted me and said, basically they're investigating because if there was something, a violation, and they asked me if I wanted to withdraw my complaint. I wanted to ask you, why do you think that they would ask me to withdraw it when they've already determined that they were in fault? Why would they want me to withdraw the complaint?
Oh,
the investigation.
I don't know. What did they ask you to do?
They asked me if I wanted to withdraw the investigation.
No, you don't withdraw investigations until the investigation is closed. The whole point for opening any investigation is to come to a conclusion. Has anybody come to a conclusion? Have you been told that someone came to a conclusion other than asked to withdraw the investigation?
Right. They said that they have to put it in writing by February 6th. But as of right now, they can tell me that, yes, they are in fault, like they did where they were in violation. But they asked me if I wanted to withdraw my complaint.
Hmm.
Well, I've always told people, never make a complaint. Just ask for an investigation. Don't make a complaint about anything on a job. Ask for an investigation. And stay there. Don't move from that investigation thing. You make an inquiry, and that's asking people to investigate, but you don't do the investigating. And once you ask for an investigation, you want the investigation to come to a conclusion, and that conclusion be given in writing. Always.
Yes, sir.
You want your response in writing, whatever the conclusion is. And then if you are not satisfied with the conclusion, you ask for an investigation of the conclusion, if you see fit to do so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a continuing thing. You never cut off an investigation.
Okay, Mr. Fuller, let me ask you a question. Why, in your opinion, would they ask her if she wanted to terminate the investigation? Now, that I don't get.
I don't either. But what does the code say? The way to solve
ask
all
questions.
Problems,
mm-hmm.
and this is a problem, is to ask questions. So if you ask a question and you don't get the correct answer or a constructive answer or a satisfactory answer, then the process is what? Ask another question. All right? No.
Hmm.
You know, in other words, and if you ask a question, you answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you drop the, do you want to drop the investigation? The answer is no. I never want to drop an investigation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want a conclusion to an investigation. What's the point in starting something, you know, and then stopping what you started?
Yes, yes.
No, you always come to a conclusion.
They wanted me to stop it so they wouldn't have to put it in writing. They said if I don't stop it, then it will definitely go in writing. They have to put it in writing within 60 days, which will be February 6th.
They said they were going to do what?
They asked me to stop it because if I don't stop it, it will go in writing because they only have 60 days from the start of the investigation.
What will go in writing?
The results of the investigation, which finds them in fault.
Oh, well, then, if you don't like what you get as a result, because that's what you're seeking, their result, then you call for an investigation of the investigation. That's the procedure. If you don't agree with the conclusion.
Is she protected by any laws that she can actually ask for an investigation on the investigation?
Well, you always start an investigation in the Northwestern Hemisphere by, first of all, mentioning that you're calling for an investigation based on either the 5th or the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, or a combination of both. You should become familiar with those two amendments to the Constitution, because in the Northwestern Hemisphere, in a court of law, in my opinion, that's all that you have. You have nobody on your side. You have nobody who is in favor of you. You can't depend on anything but some words on a paper. Because if you're depending on people, you can just about conclude that it's not going to happen. Because it's a thing called justice that's supposed to be, you know, available. Well, according to the system, the counter-racist codified system, there's no such thing as justice in the system of white supremacy. So you always assume that's the system you're under. You're not under any other system. But the only thing you have going for you that the white supremacists, going way back to the 1700s, will allow is a thing called the Constitution in the Northwestern Hemisphere. So you use it because you have a duty to use it. And you have a duty to use it and use it and use it and never stop using it. Why? You never give up, because that's the only other alternative you have. And when you give up, then they just say, they, whomever they are, friend or foe, will say, well, you gave up. You decided to call off the investigation.
Right.
You decided.
Right.
No, you don't want to ever be on record of deciding ever to stop an investigation of what you can you perceive to be non-justice.
So the Fifth...
That is a duty.
Uh-huh.
That's not an option.
So the Fifth and the 14th Amendments of the United States Constitution limit the power of the federal and state's government to...
No, it doesn't limit anything. It opens all the doors according to what we have been told. That's what I was told. It opens all the doors. The doors to what? To justice. That's the only thing that will... That's the only keys that you got. You're not given any other keys. Now, all of the amendments are supposed to work, but those are two keys that fit many, many, many locks. So we have been told. Now, if they don't work, nothing will work. That's all you have. You don't have any friends at all.
Mm-hmm.
Forget that. Forget anybody caring anything about you personally. Period.
Okay, well, now it says here that the Fifth Amendment says to the federal government that no one shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. The 14th Amendment says, ratified in 1868, uses the same 11 words called the Due Process Clause to describe a legal obligation of all states. So then,
that's what we've been told, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
So then she doesn't.
That means that that's all you have.
Okay.
But you don't have anything else. The one thing you don't have, if you're a person of color on this planet, you don't have any reliable friends.
Mm-hmm.
Forget that. So you can only use what the white supremacists will allow you to have. If they don't want you to have it, that means one thing. In the system of white supremacy, you're not going to get it.
Well, what happens if they don't grant her the under the direction of due process, the 14th and the 5th and the 14th Amendment? What happens then?
I've said over and over again, in the system of white supremacy, when the white supremacists speak, that's what supreme means. You're finished.
Wow.
You're a prisoner of war. We can't forget that. I want every black person to understand that. I mean, the only thing you can get as a prisoner of war is somebody who's sympathetic to you, who has power, and that will have to be somebody who believes in white supremacy. The white people who don't believe in white supremacy have no power, and they are proving it.
Mm.
How have they proven it? Because the white supremacists or white supremacists. So you wouldn't have such a thing as white supremacy if the white people who didn't believe in white supremacy had more power than the white people who do believe in white supremacy. We wouldn't be having this conversation, or we wouldn't even have this program, because this program would be completely unnecessary.
Wow. Caller, what have you decided that you're going to do?
My other question was, what do I do about retaliation? Now that I'm in the midst of the investigation, if I receive retaliation, what do I do?
You call for an investigation. You consistently call for an investigation of whatever is happening to you that should not be happening. And you always use the Fifth and the 14th Amendment approaches because that's all that you have.
Mm.
Don't ever think you have any friends in the system of white supremacy. System of white supremacy does not allow friendship. That's of constructive value for non-white people. They simply don't allow it.
Mm.
They allow something that looks like it, but that's not what it is.
Mm. Okay. Very interesting call, and thank you, caller, for that. Very interesting. TalkTimeRadio.com is a 24/7, no charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with host delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you that I did mention in the first hour, and that is called New Money. And when I came in this morning, I saw where Drew and Janae had got that bad boy all ready to go, and it's going to drop on their next showtime. As a matter of fact, for any shows that we have, you can go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs for the scheduled times, and a little bio on them. TalkTainment Radio, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Our topic is racial apartheid, but as usual, Mr. Fuller will answer your questions that don't necessarily have to deal with racial apartheid. Let's see here. 1-877-932-9766 is the number you can call, and we have a caller right now. Okay, caller, go ahead with your question for Mr. Fuller.
Good morning. This is James calling from North Carolina. Mr. Fuller, I have recently viewed documentaries regarding the alleged Zionist conspiracy to dominate and control all non-Jewish people on the planet. The people making accusations against the so-called Zionists appear to be classified as white, as are the Zionists themselves. They further charge that there are global elite Jewish people who view themselves as being members of a distinct superior race who were granted by God dominion over all other people who are white and non-white. What is your perspective regarding the dynamic of how some white people are accusing other white people of being the supreme practitioners of racism and responsible for not only their problems, but the problems of all other people, and also say they are essentially practicing apartheid?
I don't know anything about it. I read about it. I hear about it. I don't understand anything about it. So, because what I have observed is that there is a system of white supremacy. And if you can replace the system of white supremacy with the system of justice, it will take care of all of that. That's the equation. That's what I believe. Now, I hear all about all this different stuff, I mean, branches of this and branches of that, and the different departments under the system of white supremacy, and I say that this can get to be very confusing, just like all these color classifications that you have in the census. 21 of them. None of them making sense. Not one. The way that they arranged and everything, and the words that they use to describe it, and the sexual classifications that keep adding on now. All of this, and it's the same thing when it comes to religion. Now, to the best of my understanding, when you start talking about Jews, I understand that's a religion. So I am, according to the code, to keep it simple, you oppose to only one religion if you're a person of color. That makes it right to the point. And there's only one religion that really counts on the planet anyway when it comes to being practiced. A religion that's, the people who practice this religion really practice this religion. They don't cut corners. They don't do a whole lot of fancy modifications. They're not hypocritical, which is a main thing. And that is the religion of white supremacy. All right? So all other religions are minor runner-ups. I don't care what kind of religion it is. When it comes to competing with the religion of white supremacy, all the evidence shows this. Nobody, no religion is more powerful. Judaism, Hinduism, Islam, Christianity, or any of the tribal religions, religions that most people never heard of which there are many hundreds, none of them show any muscle when it comes to competing with or comparing with the religion of white supremacy. That's a religion. And the people who practice the religion of white supremacy are not hypocrites when it comes to practicing their religion. They practice every part of it. There's no part of their religion they don't practice. Now, lots of people who call themselves Christians or Hindus or Jews or Muslims, sometimes you'll see them cut corners on their own religion. See, nobody, you know, for the most part, there are some religions that force you to practice the religion, you know, but you can't watch everybody all the time and whatnot. But there are a lot of people who profess that they have a religion, but you can't have something that you don't practice. There are millions of people who say, I'm a Catholic, for instance, but I don't practice it. Now, that's absurd, and that doesn't make any sense at all. That's why I'm saying when you start talking about religious matters, it really gets confusing. Because how can you be something that you don't do? I'm a carpenter, but I don't do any woodwork. I'm a bus driver, but I don't drive a bus. I'm an airplane pilot, but I don't go nowhere near no airplanes.
What proof do you have to back up with all that you just said?
Because the proof is when the people say themselves. I only go by what the people say. They'll say, my religion requires me to do this, 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 and this. Not never tell a lie. That's what a person will say. They say, well, where did you get that? Not never telling a lie. Because my religion says that I shouldn't. I shouldn't bear false witness. And then that person will tell a lie. Right there in the grocery store selling you something. Jack up the price and say he didn't do it. And call himself exactly what it was that he said he wasn't. That means you ain't practicing your religion. But the white supremacists, when they say they do something, or when they believe something, like kicking black people around, you better believe they're going to kick black people around. Because that's what they do. See, that's white supremacist religion. That's what I mean. When they say that they're going to mistreat black people, they're going to mistreat black people. You better believe that. They're going to do that. They're going to do that anywhere they go, anywhere in the world, any time of day or night. They'll find a way to do it because they're going to practice their religion. They're not going to let up. They're the only people who are like that when it comes to this thing called religion.
Mm-hmm.
And answer to the person's questions. Most people,
yes, sir.
Most people are a little bit hypocritical about their religions.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, James.
Yes, sir. But Mr. Fuller, I know racists practice the religion of white supremacy by lying, but is it written somewhere or is it somehow understood among races that they are supposed to lie and just always lie? I mean, you know.
Oh, the racists will say, I never lie. But that's a part of their religion, saying that you never lie when you're lying when you say that.
Hmm.
I understand, you know what I mean? But I mean, is it understood among people who identify themselves as racist when they're in each other's presence? Do they discuss things like, you know, we're supposed to lie? We're supposed to lie. Are they saying those things perhaps behind closed doors, you know? Are they saying, hey, we have got to absolutely deceive all of our victims?
Yes, you have to deceive your victims. Anybody who is going to victimize anybody in an efficient manner has to use deception on a long-term basis. Now, if If you don't deceive people, if you're just upfront with people all the time, you tell the truth and all like that, then that matter is going to be settled real fast, all right? And a person cannot misuse a person for a long period of time without using deception. So the white supremacists are the masters of deceit. And answer to that question. But I might have kind of deviated from your original question because you were talking about Zionists and Jews and all like that. Now, here's what I must say this because that's a touchy subject all over the world for some reason. And that is when people start talking about Jews. So I always say if you're going to talk about Jews, first thing you want to know, or if you're going to talk about Jews, and it's another word that's associated with Jews, and that is Semite. And another word, a term called anti-Semite or anti-Semitism. Have you heard those terms?
Yes, sir.
Quite okay. Definitely. Now, so I say to, for non-white people of the planet, just like one of the callers called in earlier and said something about what's your nationality. When you start talking about Jews, Zionism, anti-Semitism, Semitism, the procedure according to the code is you ask the person who is talking what these words mean and what they don't mean. All right? But here's what. The first thing that you ask, getting into the question mode, are you a Jew, sir, or ma'am? And if the person is not a Jew and identifies him or herself as a Jew, then you don't talk about anybody or the Jewish situation with anybody, because this is what I found the best way to go. Codification is about the best way to go with anything. If you want to find out about anything about Jewishness or Zionism, you have to be talking to a Zionist or a Jew. That's the procedure. I don't ask anybody about Jews. And I recommend this for everybody in the world, unless I'm talking to a Jew. A person who says, I am a genuine Jew. You want to know about Jews? Ask me. Yes, sir. I heard what you said. Yes, ma'am. I heard what you said. So now I have some questions, because you have answered the first questions I need to know. Because otherwise, if I start saying anything, it might lead to something that will just get in my way of solving the system of white supremacy. I'm going to get more confusion, and some people might lead me down that road. I don't want more confusion. So really, that would apply to anybody of any religion. If a person asks me specifically about a person who is supposed to be a Christian, I want to talk to that particular Christian, that person who says, I'm a real Christian. I'm not a phony. I'm a real Christian. So anything you want to know about Christianity and what it's all about, ask me. Don't ask nobody else. So that's the person I want to talk to.
All righty. We got to leave it there. Thank you, James, for your call. TalkTimeRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download the TalkTimeRadio.com to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We have more of Mr. Fuller and more of the racial apartheid coming up next on TalkTimeRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's Ash Kicking.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's Ash Kicking.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkicking.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence Magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Who's planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. This is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our topic is racial apartheid in the system of white supremacy racism. And if you'd like to join the conversation, you can at 1-877-932-9766. Mr. Fuller, in the word guide, if you have that with you, could you go to page 17 of the word guide and then we'll, yeah, at the top of that. Are you there yet?
Yes.
No, not your call. I'll get to you in just a sec. Mr. Fuller?
I'm on page 17 of the word guide.
At the top, you gave an explanation of apartheid. This is why people should have the word guide. Could you read that so we can continue on in our discussion?
Apartheid.
Yeah.
In the word guide, page 17. Apartheid, according to the Compensatory Counter-Racist Codified Word Guide, which I wrote, this is just my definition, my spin on it. It says what? Do not use this word except to explain it as having the same meaning as the term white supremacy and or racism. I'm going to repeat that again. Do not use this word. What word? Apartheid. Except to explain it as having the same meaning as the term white supremacy. Use the words white supremacy in place of the word apartheid. In other words, just don't use the term at all. When other people can use it, but when you hear apartheid, just say white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps it real simple. You know, apartheid, people, you know, might be all over the place. Apartheid, like right here on this program. What's apartheid? Some people never even heard the word, okay? But a lot of people may have heard the word white supremacy. So you use that.
Yeah, and the reason...
White supremacy, I have found, is almost magic.
Yes.
I mean, people get real nervous when you say, well, what about white supremacy? Anybody got anything to say about white supremacy? Say that in any forum, and people get nervous, black people and white people.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't believe it, try it.
And you gave a specific reason right underneath that. Could you read that there before
yeah.
we go on? Mm-hmm.
Do not use the word apartheid. Use the word white supremacy. And the reason is, according to compensatory counter-racist logic, and I'm reading this.
Yes.
The word apartheid is a refined and confusing term that is designed or intended to be used to mean the same as the term white supremacy, but without directly appearing to do so.
Mm.
So the white supremacists just came up with another word for white supremacy,
mm-hmm.
another term, and say, we won't call it white supremacy because that's too controversial. I'll bet you that's what they said in a talk among themselves. When they invented that term apartheid, all right, they'll say, hey, that sounds like we're mistreating somebody if you mm-hmm. say white supremacy. So we're not going to call ourselves white supremacists. We're going to say that we're white people, and those people over there are black people, and we are going to have a system that will benefit both black and white, and we will call it apartheid. I think that's how that might have happened.
Mm-hmm.
May not have happened exactly that way, but it did come out that way.
Yes, sir.
That's self-evident.
Okay, so now we have a clear definition. Okay, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question, please?
Yeah, Mr. Fuller, we're going by the Fuller Code, and they still killing us and murdering us everywhere we stand, everywhere we live, everywhere we stay. And how can we even try to put a dent into it?
And so what's your question?
The question is, if we go by this code, and they're going by the code killing us, how can we win?
If we are going by a code,
they are going by a code.
No. It's not Fuller's code. I mean, you know, I hope that it's the logical code. Logic means...
Well, Fuller created the code, right?
Yeah, and no, I just put the words in place to describe what I think is already here. It's not really built around Neely Fuller. In other words, I like to think that what I have written is mathematical. See, it's no such thing as Fuller's mathematics. Mathematics is mathematics. One and one is two. Before Fuller got here, it'll be one and one is two when Fuller leaves. These are universal laws. What we need from everybody, not just from Neely Fuller, we need a code. And what is a code? Since I think if I understand what you're saying, a code is something that works every time you do it. Like one and one is two works every time you add it up. If you add one with one, you're going to get two every time. You're not going to get something else. It just doesn't work like that. That's mathematics. Otherwise, if that didn't happen, you couldn't get to the moon and back. See, one and one is two. These are universal laws. So you don't tap into anything that Neely Fuller says. I always tell people, hey, don't believe nothing Neely Fuller says. Neely Fuller makes mistakes. You don't ever want to make a mistake ever again in life if you can avoid it. But all people make mistakes, including Neely Fuller. But math is exact. All right? It's either or. There's no such thing as in between. You either went to the moon and got back or you didn't. And you better have a whole lot of math before you even decide that you're going. Because if you get one digit out of place, one zero in your calculations is out of place, everything is down the drain. And so we need a code that is just that exact. Meaning what? What is a code? I'm going to repeat it again. When you do it, it works. That's it. If it doesn't work, it ain't code. You know, when a plumber comes in and say, hey, you better believe when you turn your water on, you ain't going to get water today. Because this plumbing system is not up to code. And I'll tell you, in apartment number 36, you're not going to get no water if you turn that faucet on. Because I went down and checked. All those pipes, they're not up to code. It ain't enough pressure to get it up to apartment number 36 because the mathematics says it ain't enough pressure. And mathematics tells you everything. And the way I figured, according to my figures, according to the figures, not my figures, according to the math, there's no way that you're going to get enough pressure to go through these pipes and get to apartment 36. And if you don't believe it, run up to number 36 and turn the water on and see if you get water. Okay? Now, he's either lying or telling the truth. So to find out whether or not the code that he has laid out is true, all you have to do is run up to apartment 36 and turn the water on. If you don't get water, then that proves that what he said was true. Now, it's the code. Counter-racist code, counter-racist science is the same thing. If you do it, it's supposed to work. If you don't do it, or rather, if you do it and it doesn't work, it ain't supposed to be code, because it's not code. Mathematics always works. Always. It never fails. It always works. because whatever created the universe did it in a mathematical way. We give a term to it called mathematics. You can call it by any name. But all it means is, when you do it, it works.
Yes, sir. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Our topic is racial apartheid, and we had Mr. Fuller just give a definition according to the compensatory definition. And that's in the book that we're going to suggest that you purchase. And, Mr. Fuller, this is the time that we talk about your book, so that was a good segue into that. Go ahead and speak to your book and also the Word Guide.
Well, I just read from the Word Guide, so you got an idea of what that structure is in the Word Guide, how to use words. And that word that I just used was apartheid, because somebody mentioned that. So, Mr. Bobby, the host here on this program, he turned to it because he has a copy of the book, and then I turned to mine, and sure enough, I had that in there. I didn't. The Word Guide doesn't have all of the English words. It doesn't even have but a sampling of them, really. It's a very thick book, but it only has a sample of words because I talk about in depth in some words how to use them, how not to use them, and I try to give reasons why. And the reasons why, I'll say, use this word, then I'll try to give a reason why. Because anytime you say don't do something or do something, you should give a reason why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's supposed to be something, if it's codified, that when you do it this way, it will work. If you use it, it will work. Okay? Or it should work. But I can't guarantee this. I'm feeling my way. I have to be honest with people about that. Why? So far, white supremacy is still here. So, do I have the solution to solving the problem of racism through my books? I can't say that. I hope that I have something that will lead to it. But really, I set out to try to write a volume called The Counter-Racist Codified Guide that will help individuals to think, speak, and act in such a manner that racism will be replaced with a better system. And what would be a better system than racism? Because racism does accomplish some things. When it comes to material gain, racism has proven to be one of the most efficient systems to getting things done that the world has ever seen. So, if we look at racism in that limited way, getting things done, racism, white supremacy, is a thing that everybody should say, hey, this is great, let's keep it. But it has a huge flaw right from the beginning, right out of the gate. What is that flaw that overrides the material gain? That's more important than the material gain. And that is what? It is designed to mistreat people of color. That's what the huge flaw is. It's designed to deliberately do that. But it gets a lot of things done. Well, a system of justice will do the same thing. Get things done, theoretically, without mistreating anybody. Now, it's never been done. But just because something has never been done doesn't say it can't be done. Now, that's a codified premise. Justice has never existed in recorded history. So a lot of people say justice can never be achieved. You can't have a system of anything among people without mistreating somebody. Now, I don't believe that. I believe if you just slow down and do the math, you can figure out how to get things done, just like the system of white supremacy does, without mistreating anyone. Not one person will be mistreated and get the same things done. Now, it might be a little slower to get there on account of you got a system that's designed to poison everybody and poison everybody's mind. Now, you can get this textbook that talks about all this and what an individual can do about it by going to producejustice.com. Producejustice.com. And like the caller said a while ago, how do I know that by people reading my book, so far, white supremacy is still here? Well, I don't know. See, but we got to keep trying. Now, one thing that is mathematical, and that is the people who first start trying to make a vehicle that could carry people into the air, they didn't do very well at it. I mean, they wrote down a whole bunch of stuff on a thing called blueprints and whatnot, and they came out and tried to put all that stuff that they had on those blueprints together, like they tried to put wings on a bicycle, and they tried to take off, and it didn't work very well. And then they put wings on a bigger tricycle or something, all right, and made the wings bigger, and then put a motor on it and whatnot. And it took off for a little while, but it didn't go very far before they had a huge mishap, or two, or three, or two or three dozen. But they kept doing what? Trying. And that's what building a code is about. The white supremacists, when they built the white supremacist code, it probably didn't work when they ran some trial runs, but they kept at it. They kept at it. See, that's the mathematics of getting things done. You have to keep at it. And finally, you might come up with something if you just keep at it. Be persistent. And so, counter-racist codification, I tried to put it in this book that you can get by going to producejustice.com.
All righty, producejustice.com to get the book. Let's go to the phone lines. Okay, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question? Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah, Dr. Fuller, I hear a lot of black people say that there's going to be a race war. And I think about what you would say in the comment to that, and what you probably would say is that the white supremacists they don't have a need to go to war with black people because we've already been captured. We were captured over 400 years ago. And what is your comment to that?
We were captured in the beginning of the system of white supremacy, and I have no record of when that began. It's argumentative. And I don't participate in arguments, so I try not to. But some people say 400 years, some people say 600 years, some people say at least 2,000 years. That you go back and you look at all of the records of the Roman Empire, all of the history of the Roman Empire, you see some black people in Rome. And they were what? Slaves.
Yeah.
They were taking them over to the Colosseum. So when you talk about white supremacy, it may not have even started then. It may have started way before then. Okay? So I say I don't know. But now, if you're talking about war, you're correct. War was declared against non-white people by the white supremacists before anybody walking around on this planet now was even thought about being here. So this has been a long-running show. And that war was, up to this point, won. Now, the reason I say up to this point, and that the war isn't over, even though all of the non-white people come under the foot of racist man and racist woman, the white supremacists, collectively, all, without exception, on the planet Earth, right this minute in 2019. But how do you counteract that? You counteract that with a code. And that's counter-war, because the war has already, that part of the war has already been completed. I think that's the best term to use. That part of the war has been completed. Now, why do I say the war isn't over, even though all black people are in captivity, all without exception? There's no black person walking the face of this earth who is not subject to the system of white supremacy. And if anybody finds one, I want to know where that person is and who it is, and I want to see how they did it, because that's impossible. In a system of white supremacy, it means all. It doesn't mean some black people are subject to the dictates of somebody white. and being mistreated by that person who is white. It means all, either directly or indirectly, including all of the non-white people, all of the black people who have never even seen a white person, never even heard of a white person. They still come under the system of white supremacy. So that part of the war has been completed. Now, I didn't say the war is over. Why? Because you have things like this program right now talking about it, talking about resistance. As long as you have people who are talking about resistance, it ain't over, all right? Because from talk will come action, you know? You can't talk about things without having...
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Fuller, go ahead.
Without having the urge to act. That's just, you know, people usually act on what they're talking about. Somebody right now, I'll just give an example. Some black person, 16 years old right now, has got a couple of 9mm lying on the table before them. They keep picking them up and looking at them, loading them and unloading them, pulling back the slide. Oh, boy, I can kill me somebody, all right? You let that 16-year-old keep doing that. You know what's going to happen? They are going to kill somebody. Now, that's a guarantee. You let them just keep doing that. Keep playing with that gun. You know, hey, I got to use this thing. I'm just sitting here playing with it. I got to go out and make this thing. You know, I got to see how, you know, what it looks like to see somebody fall down when I point this thing at them and pull the trigger. I got to see that happening, all right? See, whatever you're thinking about, you keep thinking about it. You're going to fool around and do it. That's the same way with practicing racism as the same way with practicing getting rid of racism. You keep thinking about it. And the books that I have written or designed and the program that I'm on now hopefully is designed to keep us thinking about it so we'll act on what we're thinking about. But do it in a way that will be constructive and get the job done.
Alrighty. We don't have a chance to get to this particular email, but I will ask a question about it. And let's see if, and we will probably have to go into next week. But Mr. Fuller, I was asked to ask you about, let's see, please ask Mr. Fuller whether his plan for the breaking down of white supremacy racism based on Plato's definition of human freedom, which accordingly can be realized when man is totally rational, that is, when reason rules compassion. What do you think about that, Mr. Fuller? And have you heard of Plato's definition of human freedom?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I've read a little bit of Plato, but if I read that, I don't remember that I read it. So somebody can tell me, what did he say?
That'll be my assignment for next week to look at what is that. I did look at a little bit of it, but it was a little confusing to me. But I'll try to make that a point to find out what Gigi was asking here, whether your plan for breaking down the white supremacy racism is based on Plato's definition of human freedom, which accordingly can be only realized when man is totally rational. Now, I know you know what rational means. That is when reason rules passion. Reason rules passion.
Since he asked a question, and this is the question and answer program, kick them around and whatnot, uh-huh. See where they go.
Yeah.
What did Neely Fuller put in his textbook for victims of white supremacy in the word guide?
And that's
the definition of freedom.
Right, and that's what we will have to do next week because the music means we're out of time. Thank you for listening. Thank you, TalkTainmentRadio.com. Thank you, listeners. TalkTainment Radio, radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you next week. All right, thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.